Thomas.
Thomas.
Where's Thomas's book?
Thomas.
Where have you put Thomas?
Thomas. I found Thomas.
Where's Thomas gone? No. No, did you put him away?
Okay.
Where's he gone?
Thomas. Thomas, you buy for me.
No, I bought it for you and you had it a moment ago. Where have you put it? Where have you put it? Not here. You had it out a moment ago. Did you put it away or didn't I say put it away?
I didn't put it.
Oh, did you leave it somewhere else? Did you leave it in the bedroom? No?
No.
So where did we go? Where's the last place you saw it? Is it in here?
No.
Oh. Look for it, okay. Is it in here? No. Did you take it in our room? Did you bring it in here?
No.
No. Well, it must be in the living room. Let's come this way.
Okay.
Not on the table. Anywhere else? Just had it just a moment ago.
Why?
You had it just a moment ago. Is it down here?
Why?
There we go. That's Thomas colouring. It's the Thomas reading book.
I want this one for me.
You want this one? Okay, we'll leave Thomas a bit later. Okay, what's this story about? Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Okay, oh, what's she doing there? What's Snow White doing?
I'm dancing already.
Who's she dancing with?
With her friend.
Deal, I think. What's she wearing? What's she wearing? Wow, a nice red skirt. So, a long way away, there was a kind king and a queen, and they wanted to have a child very much. One day, the queen prayed to God for a child with snow white skin, and they had a daughter in winter, and they called her Snow White. Snow White grew up, and she was lovely and sweet, and everybody liked her. But then the queen got ill and she died, and the king married a new queen to take care of Snow White. Oh. Her stepmother had a magic mirror. Do you know what the mirror could do? Has Mummy read you this story?
Yeah.
Has Grandpa read you the story?
Yeah.
No? Okay. So the stepmother had a magic mirror that could speak, and she asked the mirror, "Who's the most beautiful person in the world?"
Can
you
say
it? Yes, please. And the mirror always said, "You are, Your Majesty." And then one day the mirror gave her another answer, "Snow White is the most beautiful." So the stepmother was very, very angry. So she asked a hunter to take Snow White to the forest and kill her. And you are the bad person. Okay, but the hunter couldn't kill Snow White, so he brought back a deer's heart instead. And then Snow White ran into a forest and saw a cabin. What did she do when she went in?
Sleeping.
Yeah, went to sleep on the bed. But she ate all the food first, so there was no one here, so she went in and ate all the food. Who's going in with her? Who's going into the house with her? You know what that kind of animal's called? Deer. Deer. Can you turn the page for me? Oh, what happened then? Who came back? How many little people? What are they doing? How many of them are there? One, two, Snow White in the middle. Who are these? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
The hats.
They're all wearing nice hats, aren't they? Yeah. They're very small people called dwarfs. Dwarfs. Oh, and she's making them some food. That's nice. What are they eating?
They're hungry.
Hungry, yeah. What do you think that is? What's she giving them to eat?
Biscuits.
Yeah, I like the biscuits. What else can you see in the room?
The mouse and the rabbit.
What are they doing?
And the house is
eating. Can you see? What do you think? What do mice usually eat?
Cheese.
Yeah, they eat cheese, not you. What's the rabbit doing? Eating cheese as well. Right, I'm going to turn the page. Now, in the daytime, when the seven dwarfs went out to work, Snow White stayed at home to cook and clean. They lived very happily. However, the Queen finally found Snow White was alive. She decided to kill her by herself. What a bad Queen. So she came to the door, and what did she give her?
Apple.
Yeah. The Queen covered herself and pretended to be a friendly old woman. She carried some poisoned apples and came to the cabin. The Queen pretended to sell apples and asked Snow White to buy one. Try it, it's sweet. Snow White bought an apple and had a bite. She soon fell to the ground. Ha ha! The Queen laughed and left. Oh, what's happened to Snow White?
Dead.
Well, almost. She's very ill. And what are all the dwarfs doing?
Crying,
yeah, because they think Snow White's going to die.
Bye-bye.
When the dwarfs came home, they saw Snow White in a deep, deep sleep. They thought she was dead, like you. You thought she was dead. They were sad and put her in a glass coffin. It's a box where they put dead people. One day, a handsome prince came to the forest and gave Snow White a magic kiss. Snow White woke up immediately and married the prince. Then they lived happily ever after. So who's on the horse? Who's with Snow White? Who's that?
It's Prince.
The Prince, yeah. What are the dwarves doing?
Got a horse.
Yeah. What are the dwarves doing?
Run and run.
Waving goodbye. So where do you think they're going?
Going home.
Yeah, maybe back to the Prince's palace. Do you remember the story? Right, so King and Queen had a daughter, and what did they call her? What did they call their daughter? What's the girl's name?
Snow White.
And then the Queen died, so Snow White didn't have a mother, so the King married somebody else. But she wasn't very nice. She used to look in the mirror. What did she say to the mirror? She used to say, who's the most beautiful person in the world? And the mirror used to say, you are. Then one day the mirror said, Snow White is the most beautiful person. Okay, so what did the wicked queen tell a hunter to do?
Kill.
Kill, you're going to kill Snow White, very bad. You couldn't do that. So he killed a deer instead and brought the deer's heart back to the queen. What's Snow White doing now? Where's she going?
Going to the house.
Yeah. Okay, here's the house. There was no one in when she got there. Who lives in the house, though? She went in there when people were out at work. Who are the people who live in the house, usually? Whose house is this?
It's Snow White.
Well, when she came, it became hers. But before that, remember what we call these little people?
Yeah.
Wolves. Wolves.
They're so hungry.
Yeah. So what's Snow White doing?
It's the biscuits.
Right, give them the biscuits.
They're cooking biscuits.
Right, she's cooked the biscuits for them. How many of them are there? How many?
I know.
Can you count them? One, two, three, four, five. How many is that altogether? How many? Can you count? No, you don't have to count. Help me show. Not at the table. Don't turn this tape off. Lots of trouble if you do that. How many of the dwarfs are around the table? How many dwarfs? You don't need to read again. You're bored with this one. You want to change it? Get me another one.
Okay.
Okay, you put it back first. Get another one. You dropped it. You dropped it. Yeah, you dropped it. You change it. Thank you. I'll take you back. Okay, what's this story? Oh, it's the 12 animals of the zodiac, the Chinese horoscope. Who's the man with the funny hat?
Me.
Who wears a hat like this?
Oh!
What's that animal? The dragon! Who's this man?
He's Benny.
He's the emperor. If you've got a hat like that, with all these strings hanging down, you're emperor. Big boss. Alright, there were 12 different animals, one for each year for the Chinese zodiac. There were the mouse, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, cock, dog, and pig. Do you know what year you were born in? What year were you born in? Dragon year. Dragon year. So the Jade Emperor, that's this guy, wanted to choose 12 different animals to protect the babies that were born each year. So after the news came out, not a lot long after, all animals knew about this competition. At that time, the mouse and the cat were good friends. The Jade Emperor said the first 12 animals would be winners, the mouse told the cat excitedly. Thus the cat had a deal with the mouse to help each other to win the competition. So they agreed to help each other. Oh, what's the cat doing there? What's he trying to do?
Climb the tree.
Yeah, climb the tree. Yeah, can you climb trees? Can you climb trees? Yeah. Really? Where do you climb trees?
No, we don't climb it.
No, you climb the equipment in the children's playground.
No.
Almost all the different kinds of animals were looking forward to the contest, except the lion. I'm the king of the beasts already. There's no need to take part in the contest, the yawning lion said. Can you yawn? Give a bigger yawn. More like a growl. However, the dragon that could go up into the sky and down into the sea did not think that way. As a noble dragon, I should not miss the chance, he thought. So the dragon wanted to take part, but the lion didn't. But first, the dragon had no horns on his head. To make himself more beautiful, the dragon went to the cock to borrow its horns. With heavy horns on your head, how can you run fast tomorrow? Why don't you lend them to me? The dragon found a centipede to guarantee that he would return them back, so the cock agreed. A centipede is someone with 100 legs. Have you got 100 legs?
No.
How many have you got?
Two.
Two, that's right, yeah. So what happened next? The next morning, the Jade Emperor waited at the contest site where they're going to have the competition. Right, the mouse got up very early and started out. He didn't wake up the cat because he thought the cat was faster than he. All kinds of animals head for the destination all the way. At last they come to a wide river. I can't swim! Many of them stopped and said. Can you swim?
Yes.
Hmm? Can you swim?
Huh?
Yes. Like that? Where do you swim? In the sea?
No!
Where then? Where do you go to swim?
I don't have a boat to swim.
Well, there's a swimming pool in the estate that you've been from school once.
I've been
to school. Right. Okay, so we couldn't get over the...
I went to school, and then someone came with water for
me. Did they throw water at you?
Yes.
Did you throw water back?
Throw water back with my eyes.
With your eyes?
Yeah.
Pick up water in your eyes and throw it?
No, I threw it to the people.
You threw it at them?
Yeah.
What did you use to throw it? Did you swim properly, or did you have your feet on the bottom all the time?
No, but I swam and my eyes got the water.
Oh, did that hurt?
No.
No. Did you take your legs off the bottom of the swimming pool?
No.
So you just paddled, you just walked in the water. You weren't swimming, you were paddling. Yeah. Okay, can you remember who these animals are? Who's that? This animal?
This one.
Yeah, he borrowed these. What are these? Have you got them? You got
no.
Some? No. No? Sure?
Yeah.
Huh? Can't remember what they're called. Horns. Horns. You haven't got any yet. Right. Horns. So the dragon borrowed the horns. Who did the dragon borrow the horns from? From the cock. And here's an animal with 100 legs. Can you remember what he's called? Centipede. So he's going to take his horns off and lend them to the dragon. At this time, a kind-hearted ox came by. Would you please give us a ride, they asked. No problem, the ox said. Soon many animals jumped on his back, including the mouse, rabbit, snake, cock, and so on. As the mouse held onto the horns, he jumped off when the ox was near the shore. Therefore, the mouse was first and the ox the second. So the mouse came first. The next winners in order were the tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, cock, dog, and pig. Do you know which animal you are? Tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, cock, dog, and pig. Which one is you? You're a rabbit, aren't you?
No, rabbit.
The rabbit there, yeah, you can see them in the water, okay.
And rabbit and tiger.
That's the ox, he was carrying them all, but they dropped off. Okay, so what are the other animals there? The rabbit there, the tiger. Yeah. Who was first? No, who was first?
That was first.
He's not, he's still in the river. He's still in the middle of the river. How can he be first?
If
he's still in the middle of the river, how can he be first? Oh, he's swimming like that, yeah.
He's first.
Who's last here? Who's last?
Animals.
Well, they're all animals.
Yes.
Who's at the back here? From then on, the cat always tried to eat the mouse for his betrayal because the mouse didn't help the cat. The dragon never gave the horns back. The cock could only go to the centipede, but the centipede not only laughed at him, but also called him an idiot. The cock was so angry that his cockscomb turned red. That's the reason why cats catch mice and cocks eat centipedes.
No,
you're bored with this one. You want to change it for another one? You're going to change it. What are you going to get?
But you don't need to
read that. Okay, put that one back then. In the right place. What are you getting now? Okay, so Sleeping Beauty.
The baby.
Baby, yeah. Who are these people all around the baby? Who are these people?
No.
Got wings. Have you got wings?
No.
No? No horns?
No.
What have you got? You've got no wings and no horns. What have you got?
But I need to read it.
I need to read it. Okay, I'm wasting time asking silly questions. Once upon a time, a queen gave birth to a lovely baby girl. The girl invited many guests to celebrate the princess's birth, including each fairy from the east, west, north, and south. So there were four fairies. She will be beautiful and kind, the east fairy blessed. She will be noble and graceful, the west fairy wished. She will be intelligent and tender, the south fairy gave her special blessing. That's a witch. As the North Fairy was going to give her blessing, an angry old witch suddenly came in and roared. Can you roar? Oh, that's right, yeah. I did not receive any invitation. You look down upon me. I will curse the little princess. She will be stabbed by a spindle and die on her 16th birthday. A spindle is something you use when you're making clothes. After she finished, she left. In the meantime, the North Fairy came up and comforted the king and the queen. He made them feel better. She gave her blessing right away. If the little princess is pricked by a spindle, she will not die, but sleep for 100 years. Then a brave prince will rescue her. Okay, so to stop that trouble happening, the king gave a command to burn up all the spinning wheels in the country. Year by year, the little princess got older and older, and then she became 16. On her birthday, she went up to a tall tower and saw an old woman spinning there. They talked for a while. As the princess touched the spindle, she passed away, right like that. She fainted. Right now, fainted, yeah.
Yeah.
Not died, no, she's just very deeply asleep. Ha ha ha! My spell came true. Yeah, the witch managed to make the princess go to sleep. The spinning woman turned out to be the old witch. Remember the witch who was angry because they didn't invite her to the party? The princess still could not get away from the evil curse. As the princess was in a deep sleep, all living things fell asleep at the same time. So year by year, 100 years passed. Look, who was sleeping? Who were these people? Who were these people?
Soldiers.
Soldiers, yeah, they've gone to sleep. Who's this?
Gone to sleep.
Yeah, he's gone to sleep. Who is he?
The king is dead.
Well, the king, right. And who's this?
The king.
Queen. Yeah. Okay. Just as the North Fairy had said, there was a brave prince who came. He killed the evil witch and broke the spell. So who's that? That's the evil witch. The prince saw the Sleeping Beauty and he gave her a kiss. Suddenly a miracle happened. The princess slowly opened her eyes and the whole country woke up too. And then, what do you think happened at the end? What happened at the end? Yeah, she's woken up already. So what did Snow White and the princess do?
Daddy.
What did they do? What usually happens at the end of a fairy story?
Kiss. Mm-hmm.
What did the prince and princess do? That's right, the prince asked the princess to marry him. Right. What do you think she said? What did the princess say? Did she say yes or no?
I said we'd marry.
Yeah, she agreed. So they're married and they live happily ever after.
She said, I'm the baby.
Yeah, this is Sleeping Beauty when she was a baby. Who are these people? You remember? Who are all these people? Can you remember who these people are?
Don't know.
Don't know, the four fairies. North, south, east and west. And who's that? Now what are you doing? You're listening to noise outside. What are they doing outside? What are they doing outside?
What they are doing outside, I don't know.
You don't know? Well, what do you think? I think they're probably repairing something.
Yes. Repairing something. Repairing something.
Mm-hmm. What else can you see outside? What's the weather like today? Is it going to rain?
No.
No? So what's the weather going to be like? Going to be sunny? Is it going to be cold?
Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going to go later on?
Mystical.
What, who are you going to see there?
Lowe's
Ah, Mr. Lowe, yeah. And what will you do? What will he ask you to do? What will he ask you to do? What do you normally do for Mr. Lowe? Can you show Michelle some of the tricks? What do you have to do with your hands?
One.
Yeah, one.
It's a little finger.
Little finger first, huh? And then what? Two.
Two first.
Two, okay. And then? Which finger comes next? One, two. Oh yeah, can you do it without putting it like that? Three. Which one comes next? This one. Do it quickly. Yes, all of them. Can you count my fingers when I do it?
I want this one.
This one? Okay.
I want this one. I want this one.
Okay.
This one.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. Now which one?
That one.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, how many have I got up now? How many now?
Ten.
Ten, yeah. You do this. Yeah. Tight and loose.
This is whatever.
Sorry? Say?
Fishes.
Fishes, little fishes, running round.
Fishes, fishes.
Running round.
What do the fishes do?
Mother.
Got a mother fish. They got a mother fish, yeah. What do the mother fish do?
Two fish, one small baby.
Baby fish. Where did she take the baby fish? Where did she take the baby fish?
She took the baby fish
on sleeping.
To sleep? Yes. Sleeping on the water.
In the water. Right. Can you sleep in the water?
Can I see my hand is so far?